angels and demons. I'm caught between them, monsters and moonlight. Bring out my dark side. Oh, give me a pen, they're coming in. I need to let them out again. Where is my piano? Where's my guitar? I need to write them out of my heart. Angels and demons.
There, it's Lily Von Stope with the Burlesque Podcast. What a surprise. I am still at Java's bachelor pad party. This has been incredible. This cocktails and cheesecake party, oh my God. I swear to God, you cannot walk 5 feet without falling over a gorgeous pinup model, running into a talented, beautiful burlesque dancer, finding some great little rockabilly guy who's in a band. I mean, I just... It's hot. It's fun.
It's fun.
Are you having fun, buddy?
It's been a great time. I'm glad to see Dixie's here.
Yes, Dixie is here. I'm hoping to get her over here tonight.
Absolutely.
Victoria Vengeance is sitting with me.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, Victoria Vengeance, my favorite bathtub number ever.
Oh, well, thank you, my God.
I got to tell you, I like Lily St. Cyr's bathtub number, but...
Oh.
I'm sorry. There is something about a beautiful girl with black hair pouring blood on her body that just is way hot for me.
Thank you.
Welcome. It is a stunning number.
And you've got some of the best props I have ever seen.
I know. You are
thank
this
you.
Little...
That's my unglamorous props. Side of things.
And nobody can see, but her hat is so darn cute.
I know. Isn't it beautiful?
It's
it matches
adorable.
Her skirt. The
thank
whole, I
you.
Just, she's another one of these women that live the image.
Walked
I don't,
right out of
you
Vogue.
Don't leave, you don't leave the house. You know, you wake
no.
up like that, I'm assuming, because...
This is, yeah. This is me. 24/7.
You're gorgeous. You are absolutely beautiful. You have one of those perfect faces as well for photography that I've never seen a bad photo of you.
Oh, thank you, Lily.
Oh, my God. The photos of you in the LA Burlesque calendar.
Mm. Those are fantastic. Oh. Sam is great.
Sam, I still, like I said, I've said it a million times. I'm like, you really didn't Photoshop my photo to hell and back? Because I've never seen a photo like that I like so much.
Hey, you're
like,
sexy
nope,
September.
Not at all.
Yeah. It's a great calendar.
It is wonderful. It is, and again, I'm honored to be in it. Thank you from LABurlesque.com, who is sponsoring the Miss Viva Las Vegas pageant.
Yes, they are.
I have Bunny Bravo here with me, who's competing
Hello.
Tomorrow.
Yep.
Yay, Bunny.
And you are going to be one of the three that are hosting and presenting the party for LA Burlesque. And you're performing as well.
Yeah, we're actually not hosting the event. We're just co-producing the event
and
doing a pre-show. Yeah, it will be hosted by Sophia Wolf, who always hosts the show for the past 11 years.
I guess when I say hosting, I mean like the hostesses of the show.
Yes, you're we are the hostesses of the show this year.
Yes. It's
great
awesome.
Honor.
It's totally awesome. It's going to be a fantastic show. I know what Renee is doing now. I'm not sure what La Cholita is doing. Do you want to give a little talk about what's going on for you tomorrow?
Well, I'm actually doing my Penny Arcade Fortune Teller Act.
Oh, I love that one. Oh,
thank you.
So you had to rent a tractor trailer, didn't you?
Yeah, exactly. I came with my crew. Thank you, crew. And, so I'm going to go ahead and do that one. I'm a little nervous about it. I haven't even practiced once because I've been so busy with the production side of things.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to wing it.
It's really
say
hard
that on this,
to produce and perform.
It's extremely hard.
It's very, very difficult to be able to make sure everything goes off the way it's supposed to and still get in that headspace to be a performer.
It's very difficult.
Oh.
But I'm trying.
No, you're fantastic. It's
going
to be great. It's one of my favorite numbers, too. So I'm really looking forward to that as well.
Thank you.
What made you decide to get involved with that? Is it just basically because they decided to sponsor it?
You know, it's really crazy. Actually, Tom had asked me and Renee to co-produce the event 2 years ago, or 3 years ago now, when we performed it, performed in Viva Las Vegas, and we actually laughed it off. We thought he was kidding, and we didn't follow up on it, and we're like, you know, sure, whatever. This is a huge event. Why would you want us? We're nobodies. And so
everybody is so humble. I swear, and it's serious. It's not like false modesty. It's like, really, me?
Yeah, it was. It was like, are you serious? And so we actually followed up on it this year, and he was dead serious. He wanted us to co-produce. He loves what we did. And we brought a different element to Viva Las Vegas that wasn't there in prior years in the right. burlesque competition. So we're honored to be doing it, and we hope that it only gets better and becomes something that's on all the burlesque calendars as far as all performers across the world.
I think so too, because it is one of those events that, I mean, there's usually like around 25, 30 people trying to get in.
Yeah.
It's going to get to like Miss Exotic World is, where it's like there's 400 applications and 30
exactly.
spots.
And so that's why we're so thrilled. Dixie's coming out tomorrow night. We're so thrilled to have the support from Exotic World. And
yeah.
You know,
they're
it really
people.
Makes us feel like we did our job this time around. So
Absolutely. Oh, it's so cool. Right.
Thank goodness somebody is organizing it.
Yeah.
From what they've said, it wasn't it was a little chaotic before.
It wasn't one of the main events. It was like a little side added thing. And it was kind of like one of those things where it fits in, but we don't really know how. And it's just kind of like, we'll put you on it because you kind of are good at organizing stuff.
Yeah.
But when you have somebody that has a strong burlesque background, it will. It'll take it to the next level because they understand exactly what needs to be done. I mean, even like tonight when they had their spotlights up, when they put their spotlight up tonight, it was like, you're going to need to raise it about an inch because the tops of their heads are cut off. You know, so it was like those little things, if you haven't been around or you don't know exactly what it is that burlesque girls need on stage, it always then, you know, has a little bit of, could have been a little bit this way or a little bit more that
way.
So it's really nice to see people who know what the visuals should look like to be producing the shows.
Yeah. It also makes our job a lot harder because we are looking at it from two standpoints as far as a producer, but we're also performers. So we're trying to look out for both sides.
Yeah.
And it makes our jobs a lot harder because, you know, it's much easier just to say,
you guys are such good stage mamas.
Aww.
Thank you.
Honey, they're so sweet. They showed us everywhere around and everything we needed
to
know.
I was going to say, you walked through today.
I feel so much more comfortable now. Yeah,
I'm glad because the year I did it, you know, I had met Tom and everyone that was running the stage, you know, 30 minutes before I went on. I hadn't heard my music. I hadn't walked on the stage. It was terrifying.
Yeah, see, and as a producer also, I really appreciate when things are put together right.
Yeah.
Am I on and what's going on? And
exactly.
It's that fine line of knowing, do I need to be there 20 minutes ahead of time or do I need to be there 2 hours ahead of time? Do they know what they're doing?
Yeah.
Tom
this year, he was like, let's just have the girls come, you know, 15, 20 minutes before they go on. And I'm like, Tom, are you kidding? I'm thinking like 2 hours.
Yeah.
So we ended up settling on an hour or whatever.
Which to me is appropriate because you make sure everyone is there so that the show is going to start on time. And if there is traffic or if there is a problem, there's a cushion time.
Exactly.
To, you know, if you know, I don't have to be there until 10 minutes before the show. If you run into traffic, you're screwed.
Yeah.
And it ruins the performance for everybody because everything has to be changed at the end. So I think 45 minutes to an hour is a reasonable call time.
Oh, yeah.
We've talked about that in some of the production classes and things like that. And it's like, you know, some people will tell you don't have to be there till 15 minutes before. But I think that's just not enough time.
I'll do 2 hours just because there's that one person that's going to be there 10 minutes before we start.
Yeah. Well, and your
if you say 1 hour, then they'll be there an hour after it starts.
Your show's always open with bands, too.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have the performers there supporting the other people, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't want everybody to show up 5 minutes before the burlesque dancers came on and totally ignore the band.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's that whole bring your friends early and enjoy the whole. I think that's part of what makes a show more professional.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. So you do some producing in town as well, in L.A.
Recently, yes. I guess you could say that.
Well, you do. You put on
some great
shows.
I mean, I put on some smaller things.
Yeah.
You know, Viva Las Vegas is obviously being one of my bigger things. And then I have Ink and Iron coming up.
Yeah, you have a huge thing coming
up. A huge thing.
Yeah.
Mm.
Ink and Iron I'm really sad because it's the same weekend as Exotic World. But I'm really happy for you because I think that it's a perfect audience for what you do and the style that you have, that you're just going to blow them away. And the performers you've lined up, I mean, it's just going to be an incredible event. So if you're not going to Exotic World, here's an option if you're into tattoos that you are going to have a fucking amazing weekend at as well.
And
that's
it's not even just tattoos. There's aerial artists, there's an art gallery. There's so many things going on. There's over 40 bands the entire weekend and the burlesque. And I'm trying to do, you know, everything from 1800s to modern. It's a whole time travel of striptease.
Oh, that's so cool.
So
that is awesome.
If you're not going to Exotic World, which you should be, but if you're not,
but not everybody can make it.
If you couldn't get tickets or you couldn't travel, go see Ink and Iron.
But this is the last year that Ink and Iron is at the same time as Exotic World.
Oh,
so
I'm good.
So excited because I can't miss another Exotic World.
It's hard. It really is. I mean, there's a lot of incredibly wonderful events around the world. But that is still the Super Bowl of, you know, it's the culmination of everything. It's the Mecca. It is, it is the end all be all. And I don't know if you noticed it. We made an announcement during the last show. There's a little thing on the top of the Burlesque Hall flyer here that says MySpace.com presents.
I did see that.
Isn't that fantastic?
That is fantastic. I was actually just talking about that with my partner, and we couldn't believe it. We're this is fantastic.
I'm hoping Luke and Laura are still here because I'm hoping to grab an interview with them tonight to talk about some of the few things that
and maybe sneak into the museum.
We want to try to get an after hour into the museum
tonight, private tour
if possible, or figure out a time on Sunday, I think, in the morning or something, because we want to get in there and see what's going on because they've got some great stuff. Plus, I have a check for them for $642.
Oh, I'm sure that's great.
Yeah, we did our fundraiser and it was fantastic.
Fun.
I was going, please let me raise at least $400, so many of our regulars turned up and so many people just came because of that to support the museum, and it was just a really wonderful night. And we're going to be doing another one, so I'm hoping I can get you to perform at that one in
absolutely.
May. So, yeah. What other things do you have coming up right now? You've got the Ink and Iron and...
I do have the Ink and Iron. I have, obviously, the Viva Las Vegas tomorrow night.
Yep.
Then when I get back, I have The Mask, which is promoted by Kink. It's a fetish.
It
is a fetish event.
Yes, absolutely.
So I am performing my Bloodbath for that.
I'll have to be at that show again.
I'm really excited to be doing that.
Yeah, it's just an awesome number, and it fits so well into that kind of
a venue. It does. I try to have acts that, I can really perform them in any different, in all the different scenes, I love performing for the burlesque community, but I also like to branch out and do.
The fetish community is so fun because there's a larger suspension of reality in that crowd. I mean, you can pretty much get away with anything as bizarre as you could imagine. And it's another creative vein that you get to open. So
exactly.
Very cool. What else after that? Are you doing something with Bobby soon?
I'm not doing anything with Bobby soon. There's some things in the works, but we probably can't talk about that.
Oh, I can talk about it because I was up at 3 o'clock in the morning the other night, and I got a MySpace bulletin that said, hey, who's in for the Hollywood tour part 2? And
all
I'm
right.
like, oh, my God. I wrote him back immediately, and I'm like, anything I can do to help you, this is just fantastic. I'm so glad you're doing another one because it's so cool that you guys are going out on the road. And he wrote me back, and he goes, I thought this was going to be one of those little sneak things I could do. Of course, you're up.
Bobby's awesome.
So, I'm really excited. I'm hoping
we
you're going to be
about,
a part of that as
well. Yeah, we talked about doing another tour. There's so many things to do.
Yeah.
There's so many things going on and so many things you want to be a part of. So.
Cool.
It's just a great time to be a burlesque performer. And
isn't it?
It really is.
It just, I walk around every day just pinching myself, amazed at how much fun I get to have.
Yeah,
life is fantastic. So let's tell everybody once again, the website is victoriavengeance.com.
Victoriavengeance.com.
And then you also have a MySpace, which is linked to from there.
Yeah.
And you have tons of gorgeous videos. Our pictures up, and she is in the LABurlesque.com calendar, so you can get one of those as well. She's going to be at a bunch of different events. Check her out on her page so that you can get it signed by her as well. I have my copy signed. Thank you.
Oh, of course. Are you kidding me?
It's so weird. It's like I'm walking up to all my friends going, will you sign my yearbook?
Exactly. It's so
That's
bizarre.
That's how I feel with it. There will never be a moment in time like this again for me, and
we're on cloud 9.
Yeah, you have that moment. And I kind of look at this and I think, when the girls that were first starting it with Velvet Hammer were experiencing those, it's like they were probably experiencing that same feeling of what a great time to be alive.
Yeah.
And I just, thanks to the museum, it's going to be going on forever. So.
Exactly.
All right, it's victoriavengeance.com. Tomorrow night is the Viva Las Vegas. I'm not sure if I'll get this up before then. So if you missed it, you can check it out at the website to see who won. There'll be two Miss Viva Las Vegas performing tomorrow, and And a new Miss Viva Las Vegas, the 2008, is going to be performing tomorrow.
Exactly.
So check it out. We'll be having more podcasts throughout the weekend, and we appreciate you listening, and we'll talk with you soon.
Bye.
Bye.